Good afternoon. You're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM. Saturday, the 15th of October, sees the start of Occupy the Stock Exchange, an ongoing protest which started on Wall Street a few weeks ago. By next Friday, the Bank of England will be in ruins, the stock exchange will be rubble, and the square mile will be a desert. Today's programme starts with a track from a new CD by David Shrigley. Then Feet Live Their Own Life by Langston Hughes, Western Omelettes by the Bowman Brothers, and Dancing in the Sun by Winter Family.
The joy of having a baby is a wonderful thing to feel. And the joy of getting married makes you really glad. The joy of correct posture will certainly improve your life. And the joy of buying a new house is good for you and your wife. The joy of travelling the world is awesome to behold. And there is joy in buying cheap goods abroad and saving lots of money. The joy of having diseases cured makes you feel really great. But joy from taking hard drugs will rapidly give way to misery.
If you want to know about my life, said Simple as he blew the foam from the top of the newly filled glass the bartender put before him, don't look at my face, don't look at my hands, look at my feet and see if you can tell how long I've been standing on them. I can't see your feet through your shoes, I said. You do not need to see through my shoes, said Simple. Can't you tell by these shoes I wear, not pointed, not rocking chair, not French-toed, not nothing but big, long, broad, and flat, that I've been standing on these feet a long time and carrying some heavy burdens? They ain't flat from standing at no bar, neither, because I always sets down at a bar. Can't you tell that? You know I do not hang out in a bar unless it has stools, don't you? That I have observed, I said, but I did not connect it up with your past life. Everything I do is connected up with my past life. From Virginia to Joyce, from my wife to Zarita, from my mother's milk to this glass of beer, everything is connected up. I trust you will connect up with that dollar I just loaned you when you get paid, then, I said. And who is Virginia? You never told me about her. Virginia is where I was born, said Simple. I would be born in a state named after a woman. From that day on, women never give me no peace. Ah, you, I fear, are boasting, I said. If the women were running after you as much as you ran after them, you wouldn't be able to sit here on this bar stool in peace. I don't see any women coming to call you out to go home as some of these fellows' wives do around here. Joyce better not come in no bar looking for me, said Simple. That is just why me and my wife busted up, one reason. I do not like to be called out of no bar by a female. It's a man's prerogative to just sit and drink sometimes. How do you connect that prerogative up with your past, I asked. When I was a wee small child, said Simple, I had no place to sit and think in. Being as how I was raised up with three brothers, two sisters, seven cousins, one married aunt, a common-law uncle, and the minister's grandchild. And the house only had four rooms. I never had no place just to sit and think, neither to sit and drink, not even much my milk, before some hungry child snatched it right out of my hand. I were not the youngest, neither a girl, nor the cutest. I don't know why, but I don't think nobody liked me much, which is why I was afraid to like anybody for a long time myself. When I did like somebody, I was full grown. And then I picked out the wrong woman because I had no practice in liking anybody before that. Me and my wife did not get along. Listen, I said, I'm still looking at your feet, and I swear they do not reveal your life to me. Your feet are no open book. You have eyes, but you see not, said Simple. These feet of mine have stood on every rock from the Rock of Ages to 135th and Lenox. These feet have supported everything from a cotton bale to a hungry woman. These feet have walked 10,000 miles working for white folks, and another 10,000 trying to keep up with colored. My feet have stood at altars, crap tables, free lunches, bars, graves, kitchen doors, bedding windows, hospital clinics, WPA desks, Social Security railings, and in all kinds of lines, from soup lines to the draft. If I just had 4 feet instead of 2, I could have stood in more places longer. As it is, I done wore out 700 pairs of shoes, and 89 tennis shoes, 12 summer sandals, and 6 loafers. The socks that these feet have bought could build a knitting mill. The corns I've cut away would dull a German razor. The bunions I forgot would make your feet ache from now till Judgment Day. If anybody was to write the history of my life, they ought to start with my feet. Your feet are not all that extraordinary, I said. Besides, everything you're saying is general. Tell me specifically one thing that your feet have done that makes them different from any other feet in the world. Just one. Okay. Do you see that window in that white man's store across the street? Well, this right foot of mine broke out that window in the Harlem riots right smack in the middle. Didn't no other foot in the world break that window but mine. And this left foot of mine carried me off running as soon as my right foot came down. Nobody else's feet saved me from the cops that night but these 2 feet of mine right here. Don't tell me these feet ain't had a life of their own. For shame, I said, going around kicking out windows. Why? Why, said Simple. You have to ask my great-great-grandpa why. Why did he let them capture him in Africa and sell him for a slave to breed my great-grandpa in slavery, to breed my grandpa in slavery, to breed my paw, to breed me, to look at that window and say, it ain't mine, bam, and kick it out. This bar glass is not yours either, I said, so why don't you smash it? It's got my beer in it, that's why, said Simple.
I would like to declare a truce.
What's a truce?
It's when you agree to stop fighting.
Have we been fighting?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
When were we fighting?
Just now, down there on that plastic mat.
We weren't fighting, we were playing Twister.
Are you sure we weren't fighting?
Yes, Twister is a game.
A fighting game?
No, just an ordinary game.
For soldiers?
No. Well, soldiers can play it, but there's no fighting.
Soldiers love to fight.
Well, there's no fighting when you're playing Twister. It's against the rules.
There are rules?
Yes. Didn't you know? We've been playing for hours. Didn't you realise?
No. I thought we were fighting.
Pardon. Macaroon on it. Macaroon.
Green haddock omelet.
Almond essence.
Smoked haddock and cream.
To 6 beaten eggs, add 3 dried macaroons.
I'm going on to San Francisco.
1.5 tablespoons of granulated sugar, a small pinch of salt, and a few drops of almond essence. Make the omelet in the usual way.
Slowly to a boil. Cover and let stand for 1.5 minutes.
We're here. We'll be staying for half an hour, no more.
No. I'm thinking of
macaroon.
Making for Arizona.
Cream macaroon.
It will shorten my journey to the east.
Macaroons. Apple
Rain
jam.
Dry and cream. Flake off 1 cup of the fish.
Roll
so
3 large dry macaroons
in 1 tablespoonful of butter.
And add 3
Sprinkle
tablespoons
with half tea.
Of apple jelly and 1 tablespoon of whipped
cream. One.
This constitutes the filling for 6
Bennett. Smoked haddock, cream, Swiss cheese.
If this don't kind of freshen up a
fresh flour, blend and stir in 1/4 cup of cream. When hot and slightly thickened, fold into the centre of a 6-8 egg omelet.
Wagon belonged to Professor Donald Ferguson.
We got some sleep, I
rum
think.
Apricot omelet. Apricot jam with cream.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
Fill a six-egg omelette with warmed apricot jam before folding out on the plate.
Omelette.
Sprinkle the top of sugar. Pour on several tablespoons of slightly warmed rum and set aflame just before serving.
But the beast was only apparent. A sinister silhouette moved swiftly and silently.
Good morning, folks. Is there anybody here from San Francisco?
Fill a four-egg omelette with several tablespoons of diced foie gras or puree
apricot omelettes.
Mix with one or two.
Apricot jam, cream, orange rind.
Visited the wagon train again.
Okay, boss. The professor walked over to his two drivers.
Smoked beef omelette. Cut up finely, 3/4 cup smoked beef.
How much
mix with 6 eggs before making that.
Tomato omelette with herbs.
Truffles, sliced onion butter, spread along the surface of a little bit of
beer. Peel 2 medium-sized tomatoes.
Remove seeds and dice the pulp before serving.
Cook them until soft.
String beans, cream, tomato sauce.
This is my pasta.
I was working in the mine not far from here when a contradict exploded in my face. I'm on my way to San Francisco for specialist examination. In the meantime, I was advised to wear this bandage over my eyes.
Peel, seed, and dice 2 tomatoes. And cook them in 2 or 3 tablespoons of oil with 2 slices of onion, chopped until soft, and the liquid has evaporated.
It seems unusual for someone in your condition to be traveling alone. Water,
potato,
cream, add a lump of butter, and 1 tablespoon of potato cream.
Parsley,
with a pinch
cinnamon,
of nutmeg, heat and
boil 3 average-sized potatoes, peel and mash them to a puree.
Can't say anything
add
to
4 or 5
well,
egg yolks, stirring well.
Enough food to travel with me. Frittata and broccoli.
I'm very grateful. I was thirsty and needed a drink.
Fill your room with
potato
with
soup. Sweet potato omelette. Sweet potatoes. Parsley. This is made like omelette parmentier, substituting sweet potatoes
fennel
for white ones.
Fennel omelette.
That's right,
fresh fennel. Paisley garlic.
As soon as
the
you're ready to die, you can go to your
guns. Mince the feathery leaves of 2 fennel plants. Enough to make about 1.5 cups. To this add
melt 1 tablespoon of
chop.
Butter in an omelette pan.
I said
and
I wanted to
dance. In the mixture evenly. Cook slowly until brown on one side, turn carefully on a plate,
stirring and blending together,
not to break the omelette.
And you heard what the lady said, leave her alone.
Italian frittata with herbs.
Add 1 tablespoon of butter to the pan. Pour on
6 eggs with salt and pepper, 1 tablespoon of chopped
together
fresh
and
mint, and 3/4 tablespoons
let's dance,
of chopped
honey.
Fresh
we should be enjoying
basil.
Ourselves.
Not afraid of it anymore. I used to be terrified. Used to stay at home in the daytime. Prefer the darkness, the humidity. In the old time, people used to worship the sun. They had gods for the sun, because they were afraid of it. Afraid of the light, afraid of the heat, afraid of this great ball of fire, like I was before. But not anymore now. Now I'm dancing with the sun. In the middle of the day, there was a great shadow, it was covered with the sun. In the middle of the day, there was darkness. In the middle of the day, there was night. And then I realized that the sun is as fragile as sun. There is no shadow, there is no light. There is no light, there is no shadow. Now I am so full of myself.
Together, such a beautiful, sacred, powerful, fantastic, forever. March, California, Colorado, Alabama, Arkansas, Oklahoma, New Mexico. And finally, will you march with us to Washington, D.C. and tell our representatives we stand with Israel? Shalom, shalom, Jerusalem.
I want to tell you why I support Israel. Because of God's word, his eternal word, the Bible. There are some scriptures in Isaiah which I love. God almost breaks upon himself there. And he says that he is the true God because he tells you the end from the beginning. Amen. He identifies himself as, in Isaiah 42:5, God who created the heavens and the earth, he that gives breath to the people upon it, and spirit.
She could no longer remember anything.
He gave me my breath. He gave me my life. I'm going to have to answer to him about that. And in the same chapter, he says to Jacob and Israel, I will bring your seed from the east, the west,
but each day
the north,
she went
and
to the factory.
South. Let the nations hear.
And they would play together in the big machine. And down. Outside, the world was getting hotter and hotter. But inside, it was beautiful. They loved each other. They would play together in the big machines.
As Christians united, we are united that Jerusalem is the eternal
and down outside. The world could finish tomorrow. But inside, she didn't mind the iceberg up north were melting. She couldn't imagine her city becoming a sea. The green hills becoming a desert. Outside, the world was getting hotter and hotter. But inside, inside it was beautiful.
Continue. Becoming a desert, she would be, 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 she would